Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Thomas Medhurst was brought up in the church but had never been born again. Upon hearing Charles Spurgeon preach, he gave his life to Christ and began street preaching. Spurgeon then arranged an afternoon once a week to instruct Medhurst in theology. Soon other young men came for the same instruction. These humble beginnings grew into a full-fledged college for young preachers. Spurgeon personally chose candidates for his college. He wanted men who, one, had been truly born again, two, had experienced the call of God in ministry, and three, had already been preaching, preferably for 2 years. Some of his trainees went out and planted churches. By 1866, Spurgeon-trained pastors had built 18 new churches in the London area alone. Charles Spurgeon was now 32 years old. From the very beginning, Spurgeon taught his people to strive with God in prayer. At the beginning of each year, the church gathered and a soul-searching for unconfessed sin was conducted. During these meetings, Spurgeon wept like a child and sobbed aloud before the soul-searching Almighty. The accomplishments of Charles Spurgeon are exhaustive. At this point, I'm only halfway through his biography, and we are in the final segment of this study. I beg of you, if you want to be inspired in your walk with Jesus, read this biography entitled Spurgeon by Arnold Dallimore. Whatever your age, make your life count for Christ.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.